How does that interior rush help you guys kind of flush guys out kind of into the, you know, into the
It's nice to have that inside presence because you can have good edge rushes, but you know, if a quarterback's gonna step up into the pocket, it makes it useless. So we gotta have that inside presence, and we have that here big time.
You played on some field goal and extra point teams when you were here the first go around. Did Chicago or Green Bay use you on those units?
I did it in Green Bay last year.
So you were the wing guy?
Yes.
What is that kind of just setting it up for perhaps you to slide out of there perhaps?
Nah, I can't talk about that. But, you know, I'm just out there trying to do my job. I actually like it because it keeps me involved. It, you know, not that I'm not involved. You know, I'm out there. I'm rotating on defense. But also offensively, I'm watching. I got to pay attention because when they get in field goal range or whatever, I got to be ready to run out there. So it keeps me engaged.
How are your hands these days?
It's quite a presence to be in the corner of a kicker's eye as well as C90 on the edge.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be a positive influence, be a positive example out there, just doing whatever I can do to help
now,
the team.
When you're on the wing, is your approach just to sort of get as wide as you can to make that angle harder for them?
Yeah. We want to create you know, the angle, a wider angle for that edge rusher, and protect inside and just basic stuff.
Your wingspan comes in handy.
Yeah. You know, because we want to widen them out as much as possible.
If for some reason a ball ever did come your way one day, how are your hands these days?
They're all right. They're still all right. Yeah.
How often do you still play hoops?
Not very often at all. I don't really have time, that much time now, but yeah, so I don't even remember. Probably was last year sometime. I should be able to. I should be able to, yeah.
Not just in the pig hoop over there, but I'm asking about for real.
Nah, yeah. I think I can.
What is it that you like about this defense? Why'd you come back?
These guys are reliable, dependable teammates. You know, you can count on these guys. Not that I couldn't count on anybody else. It's not an indictment on anybody else that I play with, but it's just a comfort level that I have here in this locker room amongst some of these guys. And you know, it's nice. It's nice to be able to come back and play with a talented group of guys.
How important are the vet days for guys like you and TD?
Very important. It's a marathon. You know, we gotta make sure we can preserve our bodies for the rest of the season. So a day here and there, I think, is very helpful.
Do you think you'll get Wednesdays off most weeks? And is that the understanding, or is it week to week?
It's week to week, day to day. So you got to ask RV about that. He can tell you more about that. So, but I'm just coming to work, and you know, whenever they tell me it's off, it's off.
When you look at the Bills, a guy like Tyrod Taylor, how tough is a guy like that to face back there when he's a dual threat?
You know what? To be honest with you, like I just talked about a little earlier, we really focus on ourselves. It's not necessarily about the opponent. We're going to go out and try to execute what we do, our fundamentals, our technique, our rush angles, all of that stuff. And hopefully that takes care of whatever they do. So the emphasis and the focus is more on us. It's about us. It's about us doing what we do, and that'll take care of everything they try to do.
Did you get to know Joe Webb at all in the short time you guys were together?
I knew Joe a little bit.
Yeah.
I knew Joe a little bit because he was a starter in Minnesota a couple of times when I was in Chicago. So I knew him. Actually, I never got to tell him this before he left, but I was going to tell him one day. A pass rusher, 100 sacks is a big milestone for everybody that gets 100 sacks. And my 100 sack was on Joe Webb. So, yeah.
How are you going to broach that subject?
Yeah, I was going to tell him one day. I was just waiting for the right time. You know, maybe I'll see him this week and let him know.